Father, whatever we do, our lives are no longer ours. Because you purchased us with your blood. We did not decide to be made. We cannot decide how to live. You already determined and decided. Help us to live for you. And to praise you. For you said, these people have I created for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Thank you, man. My life is no longer mine. I live by faith for you. What a burden, all that is so loved by. I live by faith for you. Breathe upon everyone here today and let the lives not return the same. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated.
I reckon the ball.
Accept our worship. Let it be clear, Lord, that we love you, that we honor you. Let it be clear, Lord. For you made us for yourself. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Lift up your right hand and just worship him. Lord, I wish above all things that thou prosper, thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Existing in divine health is our subject today, and this is part 3 of the message. Consider the singing of the songs as the first part of this service, which is more of consecration. Want to understand those forces that facilitate our establishment in divine health. By way of introduction in the morning, we saw that divine health is the perfect plan of God for his people. Living in hell Divine healing is an auxiliary plan. It's an emergency plan. It is the alternate plan. He wants you to live in health. But if you fall out of health, he uses divine healing to bring you back to health. But like we said in the other services, every divine result attracts human responsibility. If there is any result God says he can give you, there is a responsibility to accept. So results belong to God. Responsibility belongs to man. If you discharge the responsibility, God delivers the results. If we do what we are meant to do, we don't need to beg God to do what he is meant to do. The summary of today's service, if we want to remain in health, is called victory over negative emotion. Victory over negative emotion. Victory over negative emotion is key to mastery over demonic afflictions. Say that again. Victory over negative emotion is key to mastery over demonic afflictions. Whether the affliction is sickness, whether the affliction is an oppression in the night, whether the affliction is a torment, victory over negative emotions of depression, emotions of bitterness, emotions of fear. They give you mastery over demonic afflictions. In the first service, we looked at the first one, which was depression. The Bible said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17:22. So there we say that merriment is medicinal. Joy is therapeutic. Whatever attacks your joy attacks your health. Whatever attacks your joy attacks your health. We said that joy is both prophylactic and therapeutic. He said a broken spirit drieth up the bones. When your spirit is broken, either by depression or by bitterness, the bone is the center for health, is the center for life. The bone marrow manufactures the red blood cells that transmit oxygen that makes you to live. So if the bone dries up, the red blood cells production dries up, then life is gone. The bone is the center for the manufacture of the white blood cells. The white blood cells are the fighter cells of the body. They produce the antibodies, the lymphocytes, and so on. By the time that these white blood cells are under attack because the bone is attacked, then when infection comes to your body, you can't fight it. The bone is also the center for the production of what is called the platelets, which helps the clotting system of the body that prevents a person from bleeding to death. So you look at all these things put together. He said, when your spirit is broken by depression, is broken by bitterness, your life is in jeopardy. So we looked at depression in the first service.
And then we looked at bitterness in the second service. There are a lot of mind-related, mind-body-related sicknesses, psychosomatic illnesses. Some forms of cancers, ulcers, arthritis, migraines, and some form of undiagnosable kind of afflictions in the body that are related to depression and related to bitterness. All these things must be relinquished. If someone would be in health and be in wholeness. This is very important. I might not be able to go through all the messages like I did in the first two services again because of time. And I think that you can pick up the message and go through. But the third one we are dealing with is victory over fear. Fear. Anxiety. Doubt. Victory. In the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 25, Job speaking said, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. That which I was afraid of is come unto me." Look at verse 26. "I was not in safety." That is, I was restless. I was afraid. I had no rest. I was restless. I was troubled. Then trouble came. Fear is a destroyer of life. I came across a young lady, some time ago, who nursed a person that died of a particular kind of cancer. And this lady, from her teenage years, she nursed the fear of that particular cancer until all over 15 years later, what she feared manifested in her body. That is the disaster of fear, the disaster of worry, the disaster of anxiety. I came across the story of a man, a technical workman, who works on cold rooms and refrigerator kind of things. And one day he stepped into a cold room to work on, a cold room that was not working at all. He stepped into it to work on the cold room and accidentally got himself locked up inside the cold room. Everything he did to come out was proved about it. And I began to he wrote a note. He said, "I am freezing to death in this cold room." Bad story. When they opened the place later and found him already gone, he actually had every symptom of a person who froze to death inside a cold room that was not working, that was hot. The signal, the fear, the anxiety sent the signal to the brain that this man is freezing to death, and there was no freeze, no, the temperature was hot. That is the disaster of fear. That is the calamity of fear. I prophesy to somebody here today, every trace of the spirit of fear and the spirit of anxiety in your life is arrested forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What is the role of fear or anxiety in causing disaster or sickness? Number one, fear is a magnet of evil and disaster. It's a magnet of evil, disease, and disaster. It's a magnet. As faith is a magnet of good, so is fear the magnet of evil. The way faith moves God to walk, in the same way fear moves the devil to walk. Anywhere God sees faith, he will walk. Anywhere the devil sees fear, he will walk. Fear is a connector. The fear of disease connects you to the disease you fear. The fear of death connects you to the death you fear. Faith for good connects you to the good you have faith for. That was why Job said, "The things I greatly feared has come upon me." The easiest way you know what the devil is planning to do in your life, God forbid, somebody say God forbid, is to try to find out what has he started making you to become afraid of. Did you hear what I just said? What has the devil started making you to become afraid of? Maybe suddenly he puts the fear of one of your children, God forbid, or the fear of your boss and your job in the place of work, or the fear of one thing or the other. That is a signal that the devil is trying to hide that angle. What do? You kill that fear like you kill the devil. You kill that fear like you kill a detestable insect. You kill that fear like you kill the most abhorrent thing to your soul. You heard what I just said. Fear is a forerunner of calamity. The devil sends it ahead because the devil knows he can only walk where fear is available. Somebody lift up your right and say, I refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Say it louder. I refuse to fear. Say, in the name of Jesus, evil shall not locate me, because I have no place for evil on the ground of fear. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Suddenly the devil says, supposing on this journey you are attacked and then you just got afraid. You open your mouth and release fire. Devil, you are a bastard. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, I am traveling now, I'm going from one place to another. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets. Am I speaking to somebody at all? That is why fear must never be given a foothold. Don't entertain it. Don't, you see, there are some people who need to be delivered. Some need to be healed from hookworm, from tapeworm, from earthworm. There are those who need to be free from worry worm. They worry, they just worry. Everything is a concern until they themselves almost become a concern. They are concerned about everything, afraid for everything, worried about everything. There are some mothers worried about every child. They worry some into the hand of the devil. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hands. I cannot fear what the future holds, for you hold. I cannot fear what my future holds. I cannot fear what my future holds, for you hold my future.
I cannot hear, Lord. I cannot hear my future. For you hold my future in your hand.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. So fear is a magnet. And I want you to understand that fear is contagious. So don't hang around fearful people. Just give them space. When the children of Israel came and said, we were like grasshoppers in the eyes, in our own eyes. Numbers chapter 13 and in verse 33. So were we in the eyes of the enemy. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 14, the next verse, then the whole congregation lifted up their voice and cried. The people wept that night. And fear came upon the crowd because of what they just heard. Fear is contagious. It's infectious. It spreads like wildfire. Beware who you listen to. And beware what you sit in front of watching permanently. Because it has the capacity to corrupt your heart. And fear is a magnet of disaster. It's a magnet of evil. I told you the story before. I shared this story in the midweek service. When I went to Kenya for ministry, I visited the Kenya National Park. And the tour guide that carried us, I'm sure you know of the park. The park situation is where you are inside an improvised vehicle where you can look through the gauze. They showed us a picture last time. And then the animals are just moving freely. But you are inside that cage of the vehicle. That's the park. See the lions there jumping on the vehicles, lamenting that they don't have access to the food in there. The people all ran from the edge of the vehicle into the middle. Right? And then we moved through that wildlife park. Saw the lions like that. And then came to a place in the wildlife park. And the tour guide said, we could disembark now. That this place is safe. My question is, safe like how? We just saw lions now. He said, we saw it. It was like a baboon's avenue. We were filled with baboons. Say, this place is safe. He said, safe like how? We just saw lions now. Well, I'm a man of faith, but not a man of foolishness. Now, if a lion appears suddenly now, tour guide, what do we do? I cannot forget the answer he gave. He said, keep still, just stand still, as if nothing arrived. Or lie straight on the ground as if nothing arrived. Just behave as if nothing happened. He said he will come and sniff and pass. But when he sees a G3 person and a person running and a person that is just shaking, maybe he has incontinence already, he's weaning and just on the spot, then the lion sees food. He smells fear. And the Bible says your enemy is like a roaring lion. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He smells fear. He is attracted to the fearful. He is attracted to the timid. When the devil sees a timid man, a fearful person, he rushes at him to cause disaster. But if he sees that this is a rugged guy, a fearless man, an audacious man that is equal to the task, he will just sniff and pass. For your enemy, the roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Because not everybody is devourable. That's 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 17. Not everybody is devourable. Not everybody can be devoured. Take your seat. At the same time, I saw some men walking in the midst of that wildlife park. They were walking freely. Walking in the middle of the lions. Middle. They were just walking. Lions were passing and they were passing. And I said, who are these kind of people? Oh, the tall guy said they call them the Maasai tribesmen. Look at them. He said the lions fear them. They don't fear lions. Lions fear them. He said when these guys become age 12, to show that they have become man, they would go and bring the head of a lion. Yes. And then he said, the head of a lion is part of dowry. That is, if you want to marry, you show your father-in-law that you can take care of wife. That you can't, so you just bring the head of a lion. Then he will be comfortable to release his daughter for you. Look at them pursuing lions. See them. Lion is running. Another group of people went the other day and many lions were eating meat. Many lions were eating meat. Three of them went, drove the lion and took the meat. See their face. See the redness of the lion's eyes. Lion is wondering, what am I saying? What's happening here? The guys kept going. They started running. For anybody to see plenty of us and be coming, then we have to run. We don't know what they are holding. Cut the meat. Took it, put it on the shoulder. And went. That is taking meat from the lion. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every demon of fear in my life, the fear of the future, the fear of the unknown, all you demons, you are dead today in the name of Jesus. What is clear from there is that the lion fears those who don't fear it. And if your enemy is as a roaring lion, the devil fears those who don't fear him. Resist the devil. Flee from the devil and he will pursue you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Resist the devil. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. And the Bible did not say he will resist you back. Resist the devil. He does not resist you back. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Flee from the devil and he will chase after you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to somebody here? You won't die before your time. So let that fear die. You won't die like your mother died, or like your father died, or like your siblings died, or like people die in your family, or like your friend died, or like your loved ones died. So let that fear die from your heart. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loud must say amen. Why is fear so dangerous? I need to be rounding up now. Number two. Fear is the neutralizer of faith. It's the neutralizer of faith. The presence of fear is the absence of faith. is the neutralizer. It's like when light appears and darkness disappears. They don't coexist. Fear and faith are mutually exclusive. They are diametrically opposed. They don't stay in the same place at the same time. The presence of one is the absence of another. In the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 37, all the way to verse 40, when Jesus was walking, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. See what he said? And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have zero faith? No faith means zero faith. Why is it that you have zero faith? Why? The presence of fear is the zero fullness of faith. It's the absence of faith. You have zero faith. That was why he said in 2 Timothy chapter 6, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of boldness, audacity, power, love, and of a sound mind. Where that spirit of power and sound mind is, the spirit of fear cannot exist. Now hear this. If fear is present, faith is absent. And if faith is absent, wholeness is not possible. Because it is faith that makes whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 22, concerning the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, concerning the woman's child, the daughter of the Greek Syrophoenician woman, she was made whole by her faith, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Be it unto you according to what you want. In Mark chapter 10, verse 52, blind Bartimaeus, thy faith has made thee whole. And Jesus said unto him, Go your way, thy faith has made thee whole. That was blind Bartimaeus. In Luke chapter 17, verse 19, that one leper that came back to say thank you to Jesus, he said unto him, Arise, go your way, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. It is important for your faith to be alive, because it determines the wholeness of yourself. If faith is not alive, something will be missing. Something will be lacking. If fear is present, faith is absent. And if faith is absent, wholeness is not possible. Today, every trace of the root of fear, I cause it to die to its roots forever in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. Finally, fear is a tormenting spirit from the kingdom of darkness. It's a tormenting spirit. We just read, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is not just an emotion. Even though we have started by talking of negative emotion, it is an emotion that is sponsored by a spirit. The same way with the spirit of heaviness, sponsoring depression. Fear is a spirit that is a tormenting spirit. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. You see what Jesus said? He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Fear has torment. That is, to give room for fear is to lay the foundation for torment. Any form of torment, physical torment, mental torment, whatever form of torment. But that shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Deal with fears using two things. Number one, the word. Use the word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. So you acquire faith from the word, and the rise of faith is the drop of fear from the word. You carry the word, you think on the word, and you speak out the word. You speak out the word. You speak out the word. Please understand that you don't use thought to fight fear. You use speech. You use word. You declare. You utter. You decree against fear. You don't speak. You don't think it. You speak it. Since it is a spirit, it must be addressed. Spirit of fear, you have no place in my life. I cause you dry to your roots. So we deal with fear with the word. And number two, we deal with fear with the spirit. Yeah? He says, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. He said, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, that's the Holy Ghost, which is in you, by the putting on my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So, as you blast in the Holy Ghost, as you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, as you are vibrant and buoyant in the spirit, fear loses its place in your life. Jesus is alive. Is there somebody here today who is rising in audacity and boldness? And whatever fear the enemy wants to impose on you cannot succeed in your life. You stand on your feet with a loud shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. Why don't you lift up your hands and lift your voice and appreciate the King of Kings for his word to you today. Honor him, adore him, magnify him. Worship him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Mashateka lara tasa koko bagadaga. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Magnify El Shaddai. Magnify Elion. Magnify Elohim. Magnify Rofika. Magnify Mekadesh. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, Master. And thank you. Just go ahead and thank him. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject the spirit of fear. You have no place in my life, spirit of fear. I believe the word of God, the purpose of God, for my life shall be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, the purpose of God, for my destiny shall be fulfilled. No plan of the enemy can come to pass in my life. I shall be everything God wants me to be. I shall have everything he wants me to have. I shall do everything he wants me to do. Open your mouth and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to God. We reject that spirit of fear. You have no place, no place, no place, no place, no place. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a louder amen. Praise is a manifestation of faith. The Bible said in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, Abraham was not weak in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. And how did he express the strength of his faith? He gave God glory. Strong faith praises God. Weak faith doubts God. So we are going to praise for 3 minutes to let God know that we believe in his plan and purpose for our lives, and that whatever the enemy has planned for us cannot come to pass, will not stand the test of time. Is somebody here? Just praise him ahead of your testimony, ahead of his purpose for your life. Praise him in anticipation of all that he's done in your life and all he will yet do. Let's go.
You are God. You are not just people. You are not just
celebrate the King of Kings.
You are a great God. You are God.
You are God. You are God, you are God, you are not just people.
You are not just Lato. Say you are God.
You are God, 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 God.
You are not just people.
You are not just Lato. You are the great God.
You are big, big, big.
You are big, 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 big.
La 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 la
la la la la.
In the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, I decree here today that with the enemy packaged into your life that Jehovah has not packaged, today is the end of it forever. I take authority over that serpentine spirit tormenting you in the dreams and in the night. Get out in the name of Jesus. That housing situation that has become a challenge to you, today is the end of that situation in the name of Jesus. That pelvic inflammatory disease, toilet infection, I cut you to your roots. Your tenure has expired. Get out now in the name of Jesus. That child that has become a headache to your life, divine intervention this week changes the story of that child. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Give the Lord a big clap of her hand as you take your seat. Please be seated. There are healings that took place already in this service. You have two or three testimonies from previous, right? Two or three, right? Now there are healings that took place already in this service. You have a frontal headache. You came here with. It is returned back to hell right now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of madness with hearing of voices and all manner of strange behavior. That arrow is that's itching the head as if you want to. Something wants to just set your head on fire. I take that arrow back to hell in the name of Jesus. And people who came here with diverse pains and diverse afflictions on the joints and on the head, on the shoulder, neck, here and there, they are retrieved and refired back to sender in the name of Jesus. You got a healing or a touch of God. Quickly step forward and let's see what happened to you. Especially the things I mentioned. Now you can call those.
Hallelujah. Please step out as you hear your name. Bene Beke.
Yes, sir.
Joseph Udo. And Maria Chinedu. Maria Chinedu.
The movement at that
Joseph
site
Udo.
Should be heard.
And Bene Beke.
With health, please. Up there. Movement up there. Tell. Yes, go on ahead.
Bene Beke, you stay here, face the crowd. Bene Beke had kicked into the financial service that was held last week. And in a dream of the night, he saw the servant of God and the Lord's handmaiden. And the Lord's handmaiden gave him words, large sum of money. And the servant of God said he should kneel down and prayed for him. Just as it happened in the dream, the following day, some poor met him and gave him some more money. And since then, money has been flowing like water. And he has come to return all glory to God.
Supernatural supplies. We had a meeting on Monday titled God's Wealth Plan for His People. God's Wealth Plan was explosive. Pick up that message title, and then some people made certain pledges in that conference, in that meeting. After the service, once the service is over, if you have it, you can receive it in the front right here. But for everyone, just listen to that message, so you understand the plan of God for you, for your life, and for this end time in particular. Before Jesus comes, massive resources will come into the church that will be used for the evangelization of the world. Ensure you are part of it. Say a loud amen.
Brother Joseph Udo is a builder, and in one of his projects, he was upstairs on top of the roof. Two of them fell. The second one died on the spot.
Oh my God.
And he was rushed to the hospital with broken spinal cord and some of the bones shifted. While he was there, the medical team came to me and said, Brother Joseph, you cannot walk again. We'll keep you here for some time before we give you a wheelchair. He was there in the hospital for 2 months. One night, he recalled where he's from. He brought the tongues of fire and started laying the tongue of fire and speaking along with the tongue of fire for more than 3 hours. The tongue of fire is almost 1 hour, 45 minutes. So he played almost two times, about 3 hours. The next day, a team of doctors came and said, Joseph, what has happened to you? What are you doing? What is happening to you that they cannot believe? And we said, you cannot walk again. From look of this, you are not made whole. What did you do? So he told them he's a dunamite, and he played the tongue of fire throughout the night, and he had been healed.
And he woke up in the morning walking.
Walking, hell and heavy.
You woke up in the morning. Spinal cord injury. That the two of them fell. One died on the spot, and he broke his back. And the doctor said, you will never be able to walk for life. Doctors were not lying. That is the reality. Cord transection. We are going to, when you get a bit better, we'll discharge you and give you a wheelchair to go home with. Then he began to play the tongues of fire. For 3 solid hours. And then electricity flowed from the tongues, electrified the nerves, and the hands and leg and everywhere began to work. Doctor say, what happened? What did you do? What happened? I'm coming from tsunami. Because it is a power word. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power. That word power is dunamis. You shall receive dunamis after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. Somebody scream power. At the top of your voice, power. This miracle is... spinal cord regenerated. Broken lumbar or thoracic vertebrae regenerated. Everything regenerated. Nerves regenerated. Came alive. It's like the resurrection of a person. In this case, it's the resurrection of nerves that died. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Congratulations. If you have not seen a miracle before, when you see this guy pass, miracle passing. Miracle passing. And in case you ever have the opportunity of shaking hands with him, you are touching a miracle. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. A big, 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 big clap of hand. Congratulations. Let's see.
Sister Maria Chinedu, she is from a family that no lady gets married. And many of them, virtually all of them, are in their late 30s and early 40s. And any of them who had a child out of wedlock. Then one night, she said, my case will be different. She had an encounter with the servant of God in a dream who told her, Maria, in 2019, you shall be married.
Maria, in 2019, you shall be married. What is your name?
Daniel.
This is June now, July. Is it Maria or Joy or Jane or...
whatever be your name, I won't give you the year, but I'll save any moment between now and the next 3 months you are located. And between the next 6 months and 1 year, you are already settled maritally. For whoever it is, you don't need to see a dream. You are seeing it physically now. In the name of Jesus, between now and the next 3 months, you shall be located. And between the next 6 months and the next 1 year, you are established already maritally. And for those trusting for your children, your sons and daughters to be married, that is their prophecy. They are established in Jesus' name. Say the loudest amen. Take yourself. Yes.
Yes, sir. As if that was not enough, the servant of God started singing. What was that song?
I know my God will turn it around.
Wow.
Thereafter, gave her an envelope.
In a dream.
The following month.
I hope she found the envelope in the physical when she woke up.
She did. And true to type, November 2009, she got married. 2019, she got married. As if that was not enough, all her sisters, her elder ones who were not married, started getting married.
She broke the yoke.
One after the other.
One after the other.
37, 38,
40. Hey! The yoke was broken in her life, and God used her to break the yoke for the family. I prophesy to you today, God will give you freedom and liberty and deliverance, and use you to deliver your family, to deliver your brothers, your sisters, and your loved ones. Shout the loudest amen.
This is the evidence of the...
and that is the fine baby that is the evidence of prophecy. Baby, her daughter in sister-in-law say, you don't have womb. And where did this come from?
It was when you gave me an envelope in the dream that, congratulations, I went for scan. They say I'm 6 weeks pregnant.
Envelope in the dream, congratulations. That was scan result. And she went for scan and they say she was 6 weeks
pregnant when they say she did not have one. Whatever they have said in the witchcraft world against you, whatever they have settled in the occultic realm against you, today in the physical realm it is cancelled. It is nullified. I'd like you people to get ready. This order of miracles is about to multiply. It's about to crossroad. Telling you something. We are going to do a 7-day fast for the beginning of the second half of the year. Don't miss it. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. The first 7 days of the month of July. By the time we are through with that program, the second half of the year is giddy, 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 giddy. It must open up. It must open up. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And then before that arrives, we are doing the mid-year crossover service. The way we cross from 2020 to 2021. We are going to cross from first half of 2021 to second half of 2021. We are going to do it on the Friday night vigil. You are going to write on piece of paper anything that must not enter the balance of the year. Did you understand what I'm saying? Anything that that followed you this year so far that is not permitted to cross to the second half, you put it in paper. And the consuming fire, because that is the theme of the night vigil, this Friday worship and wonders night. Somebody shout consuming fire! Shout consuming fire! Shout the loudest, consuming fire! By 9:30 p.m. in the night, until the devil carries his load back to hell in the early hours of the morning, we shall be here. Don't watch it on television. Come in person. Did you hear what I said? Now, if you heard what I said, then it means you must be here in person. And I'm not talking to all of you because you are here. I'm talking to those who are used to staying at home, as if all of us can't stay at home, including the preacher. All of us should stay at home and watch it from the house. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. So don't miss that. Put in writing everything that must not survive the second half of the year before you come for that night vigil on Friday. God bless you. Take your seat. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Right. From what I can see, we have so many testimonies. Ladies, sir. I'm not sure we can take all of it. Just give me one word summary for all happened.
Sir, Osa. Snake beat her leg in the night and she woke up with the pain and came to the church. The pain disappeared.
No, Osa healed. Not Osa healed.
Yes, sir. Osa healed. Out of anxiety, and you just spoke about anxiety. Ankle pain, you talk about bones. Healed.
Healed.
Her own is the joint like this. Healed. This one is amazing. She said last night she saw masquerade chasing her, and she woke up with pain all over. But at the instance of the word, sir, a man walked out of her, and all the pain gone.
Wow.
Our sister said she's been taking care of her brother that has a brain tumor. And she began to be afraid of the same thing, just like you taught us right now. And she came with the pain on her head. Hi. She was already going for a scan, like tomorrow.
Tomorrow for scan of the
brain. But the pain has checked back to health, sir.
Listen, you won't die. Whatever affected your people will not affect you. Shout the loudest, amen. It has checked back to health.
Sir, you mentioned frontal headache being healed.
Yes.
That's a frontal headache healed.
Right.
For the past 3 days, frontal headache healed. Also, our brother said, for the past 4 years, he had had this throat infection, unable to swallow saliva. While the prayer was on, he said the throat was relieved. Now, he's able to swallow saliva.
Give the Lord a praise. And we have diverse other testimonies here, right over here. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Stung by a scorpion 3 years ago on the head, impartation of headaches. He came
from the scorpion sting.
Sting, yes, sir.
3 years ago.
3 years ago, but was healed this morning. Our sister said she lost a baby from a congenital heart problem and then had been depressed since then.
Oh.
Weight lifted this morning.
Oh.
This hearing voices. Take off your clothes and be on your way.
Take off your clothes. That even voice in the, is telling her.
Yes, even in the church she had the same, but at the declaration that a personality
was
left
healed
her.
Of hearing of voices.
Exactly. A personality left her and then she is free.
The father had stroke for two years and died. After 6 years, that fear came on her. And physically, she started to sense that symptom of stroke. Up to last night, she even wrote a note and did not shut the door fully. because she believed that she was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
But when she came into the service and that word of life was released from the altar, that pain disappeared. Everything about fear.
I told you, you will not die like your father died. You didn't need to do that. You cannot die like that. Mm-hmm. You are not chicken. You are not chicken. The devil is not in control.
Yes. And our brother said he came from Europe and had the privilege of meeting with you.
No, be free.
He said he came from Europe and had the privilege of meeting with you, and you prayed for him, poured oil on him, and said he would be preserved. Because in their family, anyone that is getting to do is always killed.
Oh, wow.
So you prayed for him for preservation. So while coming from his office at Gwarimpa, he was attacked by hoodlums, about 10 of them. And they couldn't take his car. The key was in the car.
The key was... I was coming from my office in Gwarimpa, a fashion home in Wuse 2. Then I have this family.
They couldn't take the vehicle. He was not hurt. He was preserved.
Give the Lord a prayer. It's over forever. What happened to your hand? She woke up suddenly and you came with her?
So when I went to hospital, the hospital said they are tired with my kids.
Come over here. You woke up and found your hands like this. Look at those hands.
You also mentioned the case of my son. Even when I'm sick, when I went to borrow money to treat myself, he stole it.
Why did you tie this hand like that?
It's my mantle.
Lift your hands. You cannot leave the two hands. Good. Down. This is the first time you are lifting it, that's right. For 2 weeks, this is the first time. Go ahead, lift it. This is the first time she's lifting the hand in 2 weeks. Arrow from hell. Power! Back to hell. 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 Help her. Thank you. Back to hell. Back to hell. Back to hell. In Jesus' precious name. Arise and be free. Stand. Arise and be free. Leave her. Hands are immobile. Back is in pain. Hand can't lift. Can see it on the ground. See this? How swollen the back of this hand is. The devil is just a wicked devil. He doesn't like happiness. Since he doesn't have it. See how she stood up by herself. Now leave the two hands. Give the King of Kings the praise. Every one of you, your testimonies are permanent. Give the Lord a shout of praise as they return back to their seat. Celebrations as they return. Hallelujah. Just one moment. You are here. You have not given your life to Jesus. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles. Pick your bags anywhere you are and quickly rush forward. Carry your Bibles and your bags. Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. Or you want a lifestyle and addiction broken. Maybe you did some things in time past and the devil is saying it's because of your sins that you are going to die or you are going to do this or that. Quickly come forward and let that yoke be broken.
I've got my mind made up. And I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind. I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus. The
Clap of hands. Everyone who came in here with a material for impartation, you can pick it up and just drop it on the ground where you are so that you can catch the unction that is on this ground. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I surrender myself to you. Today is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, so shall it be. I decree health from above, mercy from above, grace from above be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.